possess, conquer my country's heart. They rise to fame. She is eternal, long before nature's lines were drawn. Where no flags flew, where no armies stood, my land was born. And you asked me, do I love her? Through war, death, and despair, she is the constant. And you ask me, could I leave her? But how? I cross over borders, but I still am your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, my
tour, actually. There's a tour just starting, I think it might have already started now, and I'm sure it'll be somewhere near here on its travels. So if you get a chance, do go and see it, because it is a great, great show. I actually went to the last night, it was in the West End last year, and I went to the last night of it, and it was a great, great night. The evening was a bit spoiled, though, because I took my wife with me, and she unfortunately had her credit card stolen while we were there. Now, I didn't report it to the police, though, because at the moment, the thief's spending less than she is. So, that's fair enough, more, isn't it? Listen, the last time we were here, I recommended this show to you. I said, you had to go and see, because it was a great, great show. And that show was Spamalot. Well, obviously, you didn't take any notice of me, because it closed last month. That's because no one from Stafford went to see it. Okay, so just to show you what you missed, we're going to do a couple of songs now from Spamalot. I believe, well, you know this show, but of course it's written by the Monty Python team, and therefore, you know, obviously it's full of meaningful, sincere ballads. We'd like to do one of those for you right now. Maestro. Fuck. Can I just tell one more thing? This is an interesting fact. Do you think yourselves lucky that you are what you are, and think yourselves lucky you're not an Eskimo pensioner? Where's he going with that, you're asking? This is true. Do you know, Eskimo, when people get very old in Eskimo land, their families send them out of the igloo with just a bag with a little bit of water and food, and they walk off into the snow until they expire. Do you know that? I know. That's why there's no Eskimo word for Eastbourne. I think I've exhausted their patience here.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle.
Now use your mouths.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. When you're feeling jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just brush your lips and whistle, rest the belt. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
I would do like you. Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Just remember it's your last chance anyhow. Look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. All together, life's a face off. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep it blowing as you go. Just remember that the last time is on you. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Side of life.
Shows that I really like, but I have to say there is one show that I think is the, you know, must-to-see show if you are down in London. It's never going to tour because this show is just too expensive, too technically difficult to tour. But if you get a chance, do go and see Disney's The Lion King. It's a great, great show. I mean, the thing is, you can take the kids, you can take the family, it's so easy. All you need to do is get a mortgage, buy some tickets. It's a bit like that, but it's well worth the trip. And just to put you in the mood, we're going to sing a couple of songs now from Disney's The Lion King.
Thank you.
times in our evening where I get to introduce you to these lovely people up here on stage. So in all the 10 years we've been going, we, you know, as you probably realise, everything we do is done live. Isn't it? We've never used a track in our lives. It's all been live, no recording, nothing, all done absolutely live. So we rely very much, obviously, on these guys behind us here. And quite frankly, we wouldn't have lasted 10 years if it hadn't been for these chaps here. So will you please give a big round of applause. First of all, to Russ Kennedy on bass.
Manchester production of Les Miserables, the first time that he went there, many moons ago now, when I first met this gentleman and we shared a dressing room together. What an experience that was. Cool.
Then we married.
Right. He went on to the West End production of Les Mis, when John Kerr, Trevor Nunn and the production company up in Manchester had actually seen this guy playing Jean Valjean. Played it on numerous occasions in Manchester, shot down to the West End and played it there loads of times as well. We met up a few years later when I joined the West End cast, he was still there, and we put this little show together. So it's been quite a while that I've been singing with David now, and in all seriousness, I think this guy is singing better than ever. Ladies and gentlemen, David Forces.
Some of your faces, but I think I've got an 8-year-old in the front here went, yes! No, none of that, thank you very much. I'd rather eat my own eye. So now we're going to finish off, of course, with our traditional finale of Les Miserables. There can't be many people left in the world who haven't seen Les Mis, can there really? As I said, it's the world's longest running musical. 26 years it's done. I'm sure it'll do another 26 years before they even think of taking it off. And if you haven't seen it, go on and see it. Bless you. Go on and see it. Doberman up there. it started something now. Yes, if you haven't seen it, go and see it. You know what we're talking about. If you have seen it, well, go and see it again, because you know you can always find something new in the show. Thank you for being a fantastic audience and supporting us and filling the place like you always fill the place for, which is great, and especially on this great anniversary year for us. We thank you for that. Hopefully we'll see you another time. In the meantime, we leave you as Les Miserables. Thank you.
Ring.
my training for the Olympics.
We'll see you in 2010.
It's not that funny, me too, you know. But before we finish off, we're going to do. Well, I've got a couple of little parish notes just to hand out, a couple of little things I like to talk to you about. And first thing is, when you've gone home and a little think about it, we'd like to know what you think of the show. So please write to us on our website, www.beyondthebarricade.com. There's a message board on there. You can write to us. Tell us what you think of the show, good or bad. We don't mind. If you want to reply, we'll reply back to you personally. And we'll tell you what we think of you, good or bad. We don't mind. So do let us know. The other thing is, of course, we've just had Christmas. Haven't we? Great time. A good Christmas? Yeah. Lovely, wasn't it? Yeah, and there's only 319 shopping days for the next time. Before that, of course, we have the great festival of Easter. And you know what happens at Easter in England? Of course, we all buy Easter. Bless you as well. We all have Easter. What's this dust in the air or something? Flew out there or something. Go over the hill. Everyone gets Easter eggs and you all gorge yourselves on chocolates and end up looking like me. Well, you know, we've got to make it more healthy this year. So instead of giving people Easter eggs, right, give them a healthier alternative present. One of our CDs available in the foyer. Just thinking of you, just trying to think of it, you know, make you a healthier Stafford. Yes, CDs available in the foyer. Okay, we're going to finish off now with our sort of traditional finale, which is a song which I'm sure you'll know. This song ends Act One of Les Miserables. It's a song called One Day More. And if you've seen the show, you know that in the main production, it is sung by eight principals and ensemble 25 with a 30-piece orchestra. We'll have a go. In other words, please join in and help us out. Thank you once again for being a fantastic audience, and we do love coming to Stafford. It's his home area, and he loves it as well. And you always support us very well. We love all that. Thank you very much indeed. Hopefully we'll see you in a year's time. In the meantime, we leave you one day. One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day
I did not live until